Yeah.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hello.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I mean, can't complain. I woke up on the right side of the dirt, right?
You know, that's why I was like, I got 3 hours of sleep last night.
You're like, that's one way to look at it. You know, it's funny because if I complain, my husband says, no one's going to listen to you anyways. And I'm all, well, what do you know? That's what happens when you're married for a long time. So my name is Nadine. No worries. My name's Nadine. It's a pleasure to meet you, Chris. I know that you've been talking here with Lulu, and she does a really good job, you know, at explaining really the basics of our program. So she had sent me, in fact, over some notes, but, you know, I wanted to ask you, any questions that you have for me, like about the placement we do, how our program works? I mean, any questions, Chris, that I could answer for you?
Well, she did just make a comment about helping with the web design, because ironically, earlier today, I was talking to somebody. I've received a lot of phone calls from people offering to build me a website.
Yeah.
And so this is the first guy that had a, like, personal curiosity about it. But he was I'm thinking he's supposed to call me on Friday around 6 o'clock to go over everything and tell me prices and whatnot.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Definitely interested. Obviously, a website would be very nice.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I was just telling Lulu, I've just been set up with Angie, aka Home Advisor.
Right, formerly known.
You kind of know, I guess. Yep, formerly known. Thank you. That's probably the way to say it. I've only been with them technically since Saturday. So I still even have my leads on pause.
Okay.
I'm not even receiving active leads at the moment, but ironically, I've kind of received already two potential jobs. I have plans to meet with one on Friday at 3, and then just with about an hour and a half ago, I guess I was chosen out of the slew of contractors.
Uh-huh.
So that means that she specifically chose my business to do a kitchen remodel.
Oh, wow. That's good.
That's where my hesitation.
I know you got good reviews on there, too. You have some good reviews on there.
Thank you. Yeah, I try to do a good job. I like doing things right. I've been told in the past that I'm too much of a perfectionist, but that just means I like to do my job properly.
Yeah, you know what? It's a quality service that you're offering your clients. So I think that I commend you for that. You know, you get a lot of companies out there, you know, it's just like, how many jobs can we get? You know, and they're like, just
exactly.
Like flying through, and then that's when you start noticing, like, hey, what's up with this? This wasn't done right, or, you know, and you pride yourself in what you do, right?
Exactly. I look at it as kind of like my house. If I wanted to look good in my house, why wouldn't I want to look good elsewhere?
Yeah, I hear you.
But that's,
so,
again, I went and met with somebody last Saturday, and I think she's just kind of getting caught up with the contractor that's been remodeling her kitchen, which has been on for like 6 months. And I started questioning different things because she called me back and told me by the first, if they're not completed and haven't made much headway, then she's going to want to hire me. And first thing I noticed with their floor that they're putting down is they weren't putting underlayment under it, especially on a concrete floor. You want some kind of vapor barrier, regardless if it's vinyl or rubber flooring, because it can cause damage. The water seeps up through the concrete.
Yeah. Wow. Well.
But they're skipping that step to save them time, money. I don't know what they're doing. They're doing it wrong.
That's crazy. Either do it right or don't do it at all is what I say, because when you start like, I think when you start cutting corners, you know what I mean? That's when the problems start.
Yep.
So
that's why I came up with the C2W squared. construction because everything's square.
Right? I like that.
From start to
very
finish.
Very catchy. Very catchy. So let me ask you. So I know you're located, right? They're in Spokane. Lulu put that you're targeting 10-mile radius. So is that pretty much how far you travel for potential clients? Within 10 miles?
At the moment.
Okay.
That's what I have set up on Angie's.
Okay.
Or Angie.
Okay. Gotcha. And then, now, so I see that it's, I'm just taking a look here. Looks like just residential is what she notated for now?
Correct.
Okay. And then, so okay, what's
I
your
kind of
specialty?
I kind of told myself I'd take it in baby steps.
Okay, that's okay. We're geared for any type of business, big or small, okay? And a business that wants to, like, take their time. And listen, and I'm going to tell you something. This program is not going to be like we turn on the faucet, right, the Google faucet, and you're overwhelmed. This is going to provide you a steady flow of quality clients, okay? So it's not going to overwhelm you. I don't want you to think that, right? But you were mentioning to me what your specialty is. Tell me about that.
Well, I haven't really focused on one area at any point in time. I've always just enjoyed all the aspects of remodeling a kitchen and a bathroom.
Right.
Unfortunately, myself, I'm not necessarily, quote-unquote, qualified to run new electrical, new plumbing, and everything else.
Okay.
Board, even though I can. I've done many throughout my life, both on personal and family and friends, helping them out.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm able to put it all together. I've done anything and everything from the foundation all the way up to a roof.
Nice.
One of my first major projects was an addition, 480 square feet, two stories.
Okay. Okay.
So I've had my hands in everything, but I've always enjoyed the finish work on making the bathroom and the kitchen look good because, you know, any other bedroom is just the mudding and trim and carpet that can make the room.
As long as the kitchen and bathroom looks good, you know what I mean?
Right.
And to me, that's a big thing. Like for me, my kitchen has got to be, you know, I like it customized. My sister-in-law got hers done. And let me tell you, she got it completely remodeled. I mean, they gutted the kitchen, right? And man, it looks so good. They removed her island. I mean, the guy just like went with the ideas that she wanted and he did such good work and he did it by himself, you know? So, and I'm assuming you have pictures, right, of some of your work?
Yes, I do. That's actually what I was trying to do today. Get on my Angie.com and
upload some photos.
Some pictures.
That'd be great. Yeah,
yep,
showcase your work.
I've been just using my app. I didn't really comprehend. I'm not completely computer savvy in that regard.
Yeah.
Even though I have a 2-year degree in administrative computer specialist.
That's okay.
Things have changed so much since I've dealt with computers.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I kind of just spoke with one of the Angie representatives and he informed me, the website is completely different than your mobile app because on his end, it's only showing me about 20-25% completed on my profile.
Yeah.
So I definitely need to get on there and complete it.
Well,
and that's partially why my leagues are on pause right now.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something, okay? I think you're a really great candidate, okay? One thing that I do want to tell you is that because this listing is exclusive, we will not work with any of your competitors. We would only work with you because, again, we want to make sure that you're getting the maximum amount of calls and exposure, okay? So we're not going to turn around and sign up, you know, someone there within your area that does what you do, because that makes no sense. We would be, in fact, working against ourselves if we did that, okay? And it's through Google guidelines, you know, because we're a Google Channel partner. We work with one business per industry per area. Throughout the United States, we work with many businesses. But
okay, I did not know that.
Yeah. Now, do you ever go on Facebook? Like, do you have a personal page you ever go on?
No, actually, honestly, I just opened up my first Facebook ever back in around the same time of opening this business.
When did you open up the business? Lulu didn't tell me.
Back, oh, July of 22.
Oh, okay, so wow, new. Wow, congratulations. Congratulations, that's awesome.
It's been a desire or dream of mine for quite a while. And
oh, man, this is perfect timing.
It's not
going
to happen if I don't jump on it.
No, it's not. And you know, and I'm going to tell you, Chris, the first couple years, right, the first 2 years, a lot of it is investing in your company, right? Because you're branding your company, you're getting your name out there. But then you're going to see the revenue coming in, right? And so, you know, because you're a new business, right, I'm going to be offering you our new in business rate. Now, what we do is complete opposite of Angie's Leads, because these are calls coming directly to you from Google. If someone's doing a search for bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, I mean, any services that you provide, okay, we make sure that your company comes up immediately on that first page as a top recommended option. And they'll be actually clicking on your number to call you directly, okay? These are people who, when 90% of the searches, they're going to start and stop on that first page. So when they're looking on Google, it's because it's a service that they need. They're not just looking because, oh, I'm just curious. Make sense?
Hey,
so far?
I'm completely guilty of it myself. I have used Google many, many, many times throughout the years. That's actually partially how I found a potential flooring supplier the other day.
Nice.
It was about the sixth one on the first page. And
right.
That's kind of one of those funny things is I went in there to just open up an account. So I would have a place to go to that's other than Lowe's or Home Depot.
Right.
And a little bit of uniqueness, a variety. And And may have scored a partner right there and sitting down
that's
with
awesome.
A remodel
good for
manager,
you.
I guess, if you will. And he's talking about how there's a lot of times with their jobs that they do the remodeling, but they don't have a framer, considerably a countertop setter, a door hanger.
There you go.
Demo for them.
Creating opportunities. That's awesome.
Exactly. Hopefully them and I can work together on that as well.
Good for you. So, you know, and like I said, I mean, that local map, and I mean, everybody uses Google, right? That's typically where the searches will start, is there on Google. Now, what we do is always, again, making sure you're coming up as that top recommended option so you can capture on those searches that are being done daily. I mean, it's like 90% of the searches is, that's where they're starting. So, and we maintain you there on that first page. In fact, we create a profile page for you on Google with your business name, your phone number, your company logo, the pictures of the work you've done, and it maintains on that first page, okay? Now, what we also do is we create content for you on Bing, okay? And with this particular package that I'm offering you, our Platinum package, we also build you a business Facebook page. And this is why I asked you if you ever go on Facebook, because it's created through your personal page. Okay. Now.
My sister-in-law helped me with, because she's in marketing. So she kind of helped me set up a business page.
Oh, you set one up already for the business?
Facebook.
Okay. So you set it up on Facebook already? Okay. Good. Good. So since you already have a Facebook page, what we would do on Facebook is run what we call Facebook ads. So anytime, let's say someone's on Google and they're doing a search for your services, they're within your area, and now they're going to Facebook, right? They're looking at some pictures or stories, okay? They're going to see your ad appear. It appears both on your desktop as well as on your mobile device, okay? It helps you reach more new potential clients. Excuse me. But what we do is we make it unique where we can target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Once they click on your ad, they are calling you directly. And I'll tell you, a lot of our clients have seen great results with the Facebook ads. Now, what I would also include...
Especially a lot of people who use Facebook when it comes to looking for work to be done and or... I've heard a lot about the marketplace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, now, what we also do is, because you have pictures of the work that you've done, I think it's important to especially showcase your work, right? So I'm going to include a website for you that we will build. We'll host it. We will maintain that website, okay? The website's going to have pictures of your work. We can add reviews that you might have. We write a biography about your company. We list all of your services, the areas that you service, your hours of operation, even the forms of payments that you accept. And that website is going to be attached wherever your business is listed. Okay? Now, we also, what we do too, is we list you on other directories that are popular within your area. Directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, these are just naming a few, okay? But the most popular ones in your area. And then we also include the voice-activated searches. Chris, those are like Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Siri. You know, they use those devices. Siri, find me a remodeling contractor near me. Yeah. So we cover that as well. And then we also cover what's the mobile platform, meaning if someone's performing a search, okay, from their iPhone, performing a search from their Android, or even from their tablet, they're still going to be able to pull up your company on that first page immediately. So that's what we do. We're covering basically everything. All of your bases is under one umbrella. Okay? We're doing the work.
Sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, and we're doing all the work. Listen, all you got to do is provide us photos. We handle it all on our end, okay? And basically answer your phone when the phone rings, right? And I'm sure you're a business owner. I mean, you wouldn't not answer your phone, okay?
Yes. Yes, right? I find myself even, I was talking with my wife a little bit ago. It's like, oh, hold on, I got to answer this. I don't know this number.
Yeah, yeah. So here's what I'm going to do for you, okay, Chris? I want to share with you the original cost, and then I'm going to share with you the discounted rate that I'm offering you today, okay? Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Our original cost is pretty expensive, okay? Typically, this package runs $599 a month plus a one-time $299 setup fee. I mean, it's a little over $900 to get started. And then you pay $5.99 every month after. And that's pretty expensive. I see it, especially even for a new business, right? I mean, you would agree.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what I'm doing for you is this. I'm actually going to knock down your monthly cost. I'm going to drop it down to $249 a month. Okay? From $5.99, I'm knocking it down to $249 a month. And I'm actually going to waive $200 off of your setup fee. So you would be looking at $249 a month with just a one-time setup fee of $99. So what it does is it makes your initial investment for you to get started today $348. But every month after that, okay, Chris, you're only paying $249 a month, month to month. There's no contracts. That's if you're with us 6 months or 6 years, you will never pay more than the $249 a month for as long as you're with us, okay, on a monthly basis.
That is impressive.
And that's with everything included that we just discussed. So it's actually a special rate that I'm bringing you in on. And, again, you're locked in at that price. It will never change on you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay.
So with that said, how long before the advertising, per se, takes place?
Great question. So what we do is we set up the account, you and I, right? And then we schedule, it's called a client interview, Okay, this is where I like to say, Chris, the magic is going to happen. I like to believe it's with me, but it's not. So in the client interview, and I just say that joking, but in the client interview, right? Now, the client interview is super important, Chris, because they're going to be talking to you about your keywords, you know, the areas that we're targeting, your Facebook ads, where to send us pictures for your website. So once I like to schedule the client interview, if not that same day that we get you set up, by the following day, okay? Because the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're moving. So from the time that you conduct your client interview, the clock is ticking. Within 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive this PIN code. It's a verification code that you get in the mail from Google. And that PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. They'll send it to you by mail. So you'll get that within 6 to 10 days. Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed in all the directories, and we're also going to be sending you your login credentials, because this also comes with a customized tracking and reporting system, so you can track your results with our program and not just take our word for it that it's working, okay? You can see all the keywords that you're listed for, how many phone calls you're receiving, where they perform the location of the search, so that you can track all of that, okay? Now, okay. Within 7 to 14 days, that website's going to be completed. In fact, we'll send it to you to review first in case you have any changes that need to be made before we have that website go live, okay? Yeah. And your Facebook ads, those will be live within 7 to 14 days. Those will already be up and running, okay? Now, what is stated in our terms and conditions that we do send to you in writing, it states that your business will have first page placement there in the local map, okay, on the first page between 30 to 45 days. However, I will tell you this, that we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I mean, there's been times where I've seen it happen sooner. But because we know that it's important, Chris, for you to start generating those calls as quickly as possible, is why we get the website, the Facebook ads, the directory submission running a lot sooner so that you can start generating some phone calls, okay? And one thing that we do here as well is that when the steps are being completed and processed, we're also notifying you. We're sending you notifications, letting you know when you're on that first page of Google, when your Facebook ads are live, when you're in the directories, when your website's up. So we keep you in the loop as these things are being completed. Okay?
Okay.
So, as I mentioned, it's a month-to-month program. You know, there's no contracts. We just ask that you stick it out 2 months. So we call it a 2-month verbal agreement. You'll always find me being transparent. Okay? That's just how I am. But, I mean, I think with it.
That's the best way to be in my voice.
Absolutely. And that's just how I roll. So,
I like it.
You know, I think with it being a month-to-month program, Chris, I mean, I'm sure it's something you would want to take advantage of today. Give it a shot. That way we can prove it to you. Right?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. So, this has been one of my biggest concerns.
Okay.
No offense and compliments to you, by all means.
Of course.
Is there any way to verify that you are who you say you are?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Meaning me, myself?
Right, I'm just saying, like, working with Google and everything, you know what
of
I mean?
Of course.
So
course.
I'm not giving you a credit card number and...
You're like, I'm just like handing it over, you know what I mean? I just signed over my life to this lady, you know what I'm saying? She's just like... No, listen, in fact, let me do this. You're like, dang, I already got, like, I got sold. No, in fact, I'm going to do this, okay? One thing, and I'll tell you how our process is, okay? I always send you everything in writing. This way you have it right in front of you, okay? Exactly what's being included, okay? First off, that's the one thing I do, okay? Second of all, okay, we also walk you through, it's called a voice verification recording, okay? It is for your protection. What it does, and this is before we even process your payment, what it does is it outlines their service agreement. It goes over the billing. It goes over, you know, any, the date that you're going to be billed. It goes over the amount. It even states in there, okay, that if you choose to cancel your services, the only thing that we ask from you is you call us 3 business days before that next billing is due. So this way you're not being charged. That's it. Okay. We don't hold you hostage or anything like that. We're not even going to charge you for canceling on us. Okay. We don't work like that. We like to earn your business month in and month out. Okay. That's what we pride ourselves in. Yeah. And you know what? And that's just the way, that's the way we do things here. In fact, while we're on the phone, I'm going to do this. I'm going to actually send you, because I want you to see exactly what I'm talking about as far as like our pricing page and what the original cost is. So let me send that to you while we're on the phone. You do get text messages on this number, right, that we're speaking on?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So just bear with me here. My computer, I swear, is like, when it comes to this time of the day, I'm like, why are you slowing down on me? Like, come on, pick up the speed here. I don't know if it's because it's on like, oh, you need to go home now.
I say a lot of people are getting off right now and getting on their phones.
Yeah, no, you know, I stay until I'm done with my last call. You know what I mean? So I'm sending you this text message real quick. And when you get it, there's a link, right? You're going to click on the link. It'll be our pricing pages. Okay.
And it'll, flash.com.
Yes, sir. That's it. So you'll click on that and it's going to open up our pricing page. It'll say local splash at the very top, right? Now you're going to see when you open it, you'll see, you know, how we help you generate more business, right? And we do that by getting you found online with the top online search engines and directories. We help, our goal really here is to get your business the most qualified leads, meaning calls, okay, for the least amount of the most exposure, but with the least amount of cost, right? Not breaking the bank. Now, we also help you monitor your reviews. So, in fact, Chris, we'll even provide you a tiny URL that you can send to your clients by email, by text message. All they do is click on that link, leave you 5 stars, leave you a comment if they want, and it automatically will post to your Google profile page. It's a modern day word of mouth, okay? And you'll get an alert when a review is left for you. You'll be notified. We help you track your success as well. And then you'll see below, we've been in business now for 18 years. In fact, we just had a birthday this past December. We have serviced, okay, over 10,000 businesses with their online marketing, and our average client satisfaction rate is a 4.9 out of 5. Not too bad for being in business that long, right?
Definitely not.
Now, our process is the consultation. We do a plan selection. We do the client interview onboarding, which is with one of our technicians. We do the campaign fulfillment and follow-up call, and then we do an ongoing optimization. Basically, in a nutshell, I mean, we are consistently managing your account because we know that as long as you're successful, with our program, it's going to equal our success just as well, okay? And then right below, you're going to see that we are a Google Ads partner. So in order for us to be a Google Ads partner, we have to meet requirements that Google requires, and that's having our technicians highly trained, certified. We have to demonstrate the product knowledge. We have to demonstrate the ad skills, the expertise, the ad spends requirements from Google, right? Once we meet all of that is when Google allows us to combine our services with their advertising. So this is why our listings are exclusive, okay? And then below that, you're going to see our packages. Very expensive. You got the Pro, the Platinum Premier, and then you got the Ideal, which is one of our most popular. But the package that I'm offering you is the Platinum one, okay, the one that's next to the Pro. And that one, you see it right there. I told you it was $5.99 a month with the $299 setup fee, okay? But remember, yours is down to $249 a month with the $99 setup fee. And that's why I send it to you in writing, so that way you have it there in front of you. Okay? But it shows you there. You get the Google Business Profile, which is on the first page, Bing Local. We create the content, the SEO content, the search engine optimization, keywords, search terms, so that you're being found on that first page. Our client support team, our customer service team, is here in the United States within our company. We don't outsource it. And then we do the Facebook advertising, the popular directory submission. We help you monitor your reviews. The optimized landing page is the actual website, okay? We do the advanced reporting, the call and conversion tracking. So you're actually tracking your calls with us. You'll have the account dashboard access to view all your reports, lead generation box on your website that we build for you. There's actually going to be a box, like a form that they can fill out. If they don't have time to call you, they fill out the form. You'll actually, we call it a hot lead, right? Someone's got an interest in your service. So you'll actually get that information to you sent in an email, okay? And you can even view it from your dashboard. And then, of course, what I also added to that was the Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and also the mobile platform package. I added that as additional for you. And it'll be notated in that email that I sent you.
I was just about to ask about that.
Yeah. It'll be notated in the email that I'm sending you, because I'm making sure that you also have that as well, the mobile platform as well as the voice-activated searches, because that's part of the package. It's just not notated on there, but I do include it in the email that I send to you in writing.
Okay.
What's the best email for you?
It is just like the name, c2w squared at gmail.com.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's simple. C, the number 2, w squared at gmail.com. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. And what I'm going to do, Chris, so I'm actually sending you right now, there are going to be two emails, okay? So the first email that I'm sending you, and oh, just to go back to the pricing page, okay? So remember, that is the original cost that does not apply to you. So that's why I'm sending you the emails right now, okay? So the first email that I'm sending you is going to be labeled Google and Facebook marketing. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, both emails. And on that first one, it's going to show you that the pricing is $249 month to month with a one-time setup fee for the Platinum package. It's going to show you the first page search results on Google and Bing. It is an exclusive listing, one business per category, per service area. Facebook ads are included, the mobile platform, directory submission. I mean, there's like 60 plus directories, but we're going to list you on the ones that are most relevant for your business. Okay. And then we also do the direct access to Google Analytics. Okay. So also on the mobile platform, that does include the Amazon Alexa and Google Home. It's part of what we call the mobile platform package, even though it's a voice activated search. Okay. And then also, as well as having the reporting system, the review capturing, okay, helping you with your reviews, and then the website. So I detailed all of that in there, okay? And then the second email that I'm sending, it's labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So that just gives you an overview of how the reporting system looks, just so you have an idea of how the reports would appear for you, okay? Because, again, it's super important for you to track all of that. So I sent you that email as well. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what I'm also going to do for you is I'm sending you three text messages, okay, to your phone. Now, I'm considered the lead on the account, right? But I always like to provide you my information, and you'll also find my information at the very bottom of those emails. Okay? So the first text message is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my phone number and my extension, okay? Because I do like you to have it for your records, all right? And it'll have my 877 number with my extension 623, okay? let me know when you get these three messages, all right? Now, the second text is going to have the number to our customer service, okay? Let's say you have a change. You have a modification or an update, right? A question. Maybe you have a concern regarding your account. You're going to contact our customer service department. Now, we are always here, Chris, Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. We're on the same time zone. We're actually located in Fountain Valley, California, okay, about 20 minutes away from Disneyland. Have you ever been to Disneyland?
I have, actually.
Super expensive, right? Oh, my gosh.
It's a lot more expensive now from what I hear.
Oh, man. You don't even want to know. You have no idea how expensive it is now. Like, my daughter actually came down from...
We got in there when we did.
Well, listen to this. And I live in Anaheim, okay? You think I get a break, right? Okay. Disneyland is literally in my backyard. We don't get a break, even being an Anaheim resident. But I'll tell you, my daughter came down from Vegas. She lives in Vegas, and she came down with our grandson. And she's like, I was going to try to go to Vegas, me and, you know, the baby daddy. and my grandson, she's like, I think we're just going to stay home. We're not going to go to Disneyland. It's going to cost us basically like almost, I think she had said it was going to be for four of them, about $1,000. And
just
that's
for one day.
Just for one day, because she was including, okay,
holy
food,
smokes.
Right? That's crazy.
Yeah,
and I was
because,
like,
the four of us, my two kids and my now wife
uh-huh.
went down there about 4+ years ago, and we got the package where we got 3 days at Disneyland and then Legoland,
uh-huh.
and I forget
nice.
the original perk down there.
Yeah.
The berry something. I can't even think of what it's called.
I know, not berry farm.
Roller coaster. Yep, that's it. And,
yeah.
SeaWorld and the zoo.
Uh-huh.
And so I think we spent about $1,500 for it all.
Oh, man, that's a screaming deal. It was good. You got it when you did.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
wow,
it's super expensive now.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and she was thinking, okay, we're going to get the parking pass. We're going to get, you know, because they also wanted to go to California Adventure or whatever it is. I don't go there. I went there one time
right.
in my life, and I will never go again.
Oh,
too expensive.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to say, part of that
way
package as well was the Hollywood one.
Oh, yeah. I know which one. Universal Studios?
Yeah, Universal Studios. There it is.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
I'm not going to stop, but...
It's okay.
Yep.
I know exactly what you're talking. That's good. It's good that you guys know what you did.
It got too overwhelming because every single day we had something planned, and
right?
I think we even skipped the last day going to Disneyland, so I think one of our tickets just went more.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so crazy, huh? Yeah. But I also sent you right now another message. It has a link to a YouTube video. Yeah, it's about 6 minutes long. What I recommend, Chris, is that you watch the video because it actually gives you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. And I promise you it's not complicated. It's really simple. I just like you to get familiar with it. So that's why I sent it to you as well. Okay? Did you get all three?
No, just because you made a comment, I did get all three. Now, just because you made a comment about being in Anaheim and everything, why is the number I received from you 509?
That's a great question. So we use, it's called a voiceover internet, right? I mean, you can imagine how many phone calls we make a day, okay? I mean, because we call businesses throughout the United States. I mean, when categories open up, we got to get them filled the same day, right? That's what management tells us.
Okay.
So... To kind of, you know, in order to keep our costs down on the amount of phone calls that we're making, we use the voice over internet. So this way we could still provide reasonable rates that are discounted for our clients. So that's why, like, if I'm calling in Dallas, Texas, it's going to pull a local number from wherever I'm calling from. I don't know what number is showing up on your caller ID, but even if you called that number, it's going to reach you to customer service. And you would just tell them, okay, you know, transfer me to Nadine, right? But that's why you see a local number. Yeah, I mean, I've had many people ask me, you know. Yeah, and it's just, you know, really just to help us keep our costs down on the amount of calls that we're making so we can still provide reasonable rates, you know, to our clients. So that's what we do, right?
Okay.
Okay. Did you get a chance to open those emails I sent you?
I'm kind of busy doing it right now.
Okay. Okay. No, I wanted you, because I want to make sure that you see and you're comfortable what I said on the price, right? I told you $249. I don't know if it still shows my picture on there when I sent it.
It does show your picture.
It does, right? So that's me. You're not going to believe, but I am a grandma. I have grandbaby number 12 that I just found out is going to be coming this year. My husband tells, thanks. I love my grandkids. They're my favorites. All of them. You know what I mean? But my kids tell me, oh, you love them more than you love us.
I'm looking forward to being the
granddad. Oh, my. You're not too young. You still got a ways there.
My oldest is 17 years old.
No, my God. Are you kidding me? Really?
No.
Truly. Chris, did you start young? I mean, you sound so young.
Unfortunately. 20 years old is when I started.
Oh, yeah. I was 20 when I had my first kid. Yeah. All
the best mishap I had. Got my life straight. And
right? Put you on the straight narrow. You know what? I'll tell you this. I enjoyed being a young mom because I'm a young grandma. You know what I mean? I mean, our kids started, unfortunately, they started very young, younger than me, but I get to just enjoy them, you know? And my mom's still around too, and that's cool because she's a great grandma. You know what I mean? But she's hilarious.
Yep, I do know what you mean.
Yeah, and that's good. Yeah, you still got a ways to go. Enjoy it. Because when the grandkids come, it's like my kids tell me all the time, you love them more than us. You know, it's not that. It's just a different type of love, you know? It's
right.
Just different.
With them, you had to do the parenting. With the grandchildren,
yes,
you just get to enjoy them.
Yeah, sugar them up and send them home.
Oh my gosh, that's what I used to tell her. Or that's what I told my mom. She did not treat me like that. Like, stop treating my kids so good. Like, they come home spoiled.
Oh, yeah. My daughter's like, wow, you never did that with us. I'm like, oh, stop. Stop with the jealousy.
Oh,
I can't handle it.
Natural.
Right? So, any questions for me, Chris? I mean, you want to give it a shot? What are your thoughts?
I mean, truly, it does sound great. My only concern, in a relative sense, is kind of overwhelming myself with phone calls and work, if you know what I mean.
I'm going to promise you, I promise you that this is not created, okay, to overwhelm you and bombard you with a bunch of jobs and a bunch of calls, okay? What it's going to do, it's going to give you a steady flow, right? The great thing about it is that you can be super selective on the jobs that you want to take without having that cost per call, okay? Because it's a flat rate. So you could cherry pick the ones you want, right? And the ones you don't want, then you don't take them. But again, it's right. In the first month, I'm going to tell you this. The first month, really, a lot of it is the programming. It's not to say that you're not going to generate some calls, okay? But a lot of it is the programming. When you're going to feel the strength, I say, of this program is going to be in that second month, but it's not going to be like we turn on the water faucet and it's just like flowing. It's going to be a steady flow.
Right.
And you can be selective on the ones that you want to pick. Okay. So
that
I promise
be
you.
Even naturally anyways, because, one of the biggest things I've experienced since I've opened it, if you will, is some of the quotes that I give people, their mouths just drop on. It's like, well, that's a lot more expensive than I was expecting. It's like, well, times aren't 10 years ago. Prices of material have gone up. The prices of labor have gone up.
You're telling me
I know a lot of people that charge $30-$40 more an hour than what I charge, and I'm only charging that amount because I'm new, trying to get my name established and everything.
But you don't want to cut yourself too low either. And you know what? It's like this.
Right,
this is
exactly
how I say it. You either want quality or quantity, right?
Exactly.
And listen,
you,
there's people out there. And they're going to get what they pay for, right? And anyone who knows.
And then they turn around not happy with it. And it's just like, well, you pay.
And then who are they calling? Who are they calling to come and fix it?
Exactly.
They're going to be calling you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So don't ever cut yourself too low on your pricing. Your prices are what they are. And you know what? And it's okay because someone's going to be out there that's willing to pay, right? Bottom line.
Right. That's kind of how I looked at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usually I'm willing to pay that extra amount to get a good quality job.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It's like, what kind of results do you want? Do you want someone who's going to do good work and you're going to be happy with that kitchen? Or do you want to go with someone because you're only focused on the price and then you're going to end up with cheap work? Period. You know what I mean? And that's why I say
later they're dealing with things that are cracking and falling apart.
Exactly. Exactly. And this program, I'm going to tell you, Chris, this is a way for you to go because it's going to give you that, it's going to be an easy flow. Okay. It's not going to overwhelm you and it's going to help you expand your business little by little without being overwhelmed. Okay.
Okay.
So do you typically go by Chris and your first name's Christopher or I'm just asking for the account purpose?
It is Christopher.
Okay. Do you spell it with a CH or with like a KH? I know some people spell it uniquely. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen some interesting spellings on it.
Right? I hear you.
And everybody just kind of defaults to calling me Chris.
Do they?
My name's Christopher and they call me Chris anyways. So,
okay.
Kind of
well, I'll make sure that we always call you Chris. I just ask only for the account purpose. Your name doesn't appear anywhere on Google. We don't put your name out there like that. Okay.
That's fine. If they really wanted to learn my name, all they have to do is go on to Washington Secretary of State.
Right.
It's all public information.
I hear you. Okay. And then you did get both emails, right? I just wanted to make sure both of them came through to you.
I did receive both of them.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. And then, what's your last name?
Weddle.
How do you spell that?
D-D is in David. L-E.
Okay. L-E? Okay. Now, the number that you want clients to contact you on, is that going to be the 509-847-5033?
Yes, at this moment.
Okay. Okay.
I think I'm going to have to get a new phone for my personal use.
Okay. No worries. And if you ever have to change the phone number, just let us know. So this way we can update it. Okay. In the system.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the way that I see the company name currently reading, I see capital C, the number 2, capital W, capital S in the word squared, but it's all as one word, right? Is that how it should look?
Correct.
Okay. And then construction with a capital C. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Now, oh my gosh, Siri, stop. See, my Apple Watch starts talking to me. Okay. She's like, I didn't get that. What are you talking about? I'm not even talking to you. Okay. I'm like, oh my gosh. I tell my husband, the other day I was talking to my cousin and my Siri starts saying, I didn't understand that. And I'm like, could you imagine if I was talking smack on my husband? It's recording what I'm saying. My husband's all, what were you saying about me? I'm all nothing. Okay. Now,
funny.
Google, as I mentioned, they're going to send you out this PIN verification code and they do send it by mail. It'll look like a postcard. It'll say Google at the top. I want you to be aware you'll get it within 6 to 10 days. So if someone gets the mail, tell them it's not junk mail, not to throw it away.
Okay.
Okay? What address do you want them to mail it to?
The 127 East La Crosse.
Okay,
Spokane,
and that's
Washington,
Avenue, right?
99207.
Perfect.
Correct.
And I'm assuming, is this like your residence? Because I'm going to hide the address. It's what we would call a home office, right? Okay.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to hide the address. We do not want your address appearing anywhere on Google, so it will be hidden. Okay?
I like to tell you that.
Awesome. Now,
that was one of my main concerns with opening the business and everything
yeah.
at my home in that regard, because obviously...
Google is
right.
well aware.
And I even put it on there that I'm not going to be having customers. I even had to answer that on the Secretary of State, and I believe Al and I and everything.
Yeah.
That I'm not going to be having customers come to my house. But nonetheless, my address is out there under
yeah,
the business
no.
name.
And listen, it will not show anywhere on Google, anywhere where we're listing you, okay? Google is well aware okay. that a lot of businesses operate from home as a home office. Okay, no one goes
yeah.
to you. You go to them.
That's why I tried to label it 99207 just to
yeah.
give them the gist. Or Spokane, Washington, 99207.
Of course. Now, before we go over the billing, okay, I would like to walk you through the 90-second voice verification. And it's for your protection because I have you, as you see, at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. Okay. Now, what it's going to do is going to outline the service agreement, Chris, and we're going to also send it to you in writing, okay, along with your invoice. When I'm walking you through it, okay, if there's something that you don't understand, I want you to do me a favor and you just stop me. You say, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to review okay. it, and then I'm going to rephrase it because I want to make sure before we even process your payment that you have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
Is that what I'm supposed to state?
Yes. So please state your name. Please state the name of the business. No worries.
C2W² Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Christopher Weddle, owner.
And are you authorized? Owner's fine. If you're the owner, the president,
okay,
or whatever you want.
Because,
the
I was
king
gonna say,
of
because
the
I've kind
of
just done manager
okay.
In the past just because I felt like it looked better, I guess, if you will.
It's totally up to you. Totally up to you. So we'll put down owner manager. Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Now, Chris, to get results as fast as possible, it is very important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, we know at times you might be busy. We might have an update on your account. The only thing that we ask is you at least respond within 24 hours. We'll either call you, email you, or we'll send you an SMS message, okay? The other thing that I want you to be aware of, Chris, is that you might receive a call from some other company, okay, not related to Local Splash, trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We are not going to call you to pay more money than the $249 a month. Even if someone called you to pay $5, don't give them a dime. If they're telling you, oh, you got to verify your profile, you don't give them anything. Take down that phone number, disconnect the call, and call us with that number because it's not our company. So just be aware, okay? Now, in hiring Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And I just want to explain this anyways. No. We're not saying
that
you
can't do... Does that include Angie?
We're already aware that you're working with them, and they're not a part of us, so it doesn't interfere, right? And we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. Yeah. And we're not saying you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before
you
do,
just need
just
to be aware of it.
Yeah, just give us a call and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We just want to reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
That makes sense.
Okay. Now, your payment.
Anything that's appreciative.
Right, exactly. And I appreciate that. I always like explaining it anyways just to be clearer on it, you know? Even though you said yes, but I still like to be clear, okay? Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 17th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $348. So this is a two-month verbal agreement, okay? Your next payment will be charged on February 17th, 2023, in the amount of $249. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the amount of $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges...
Now, when you say pause, I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. Go
when
ahead.
When you say pause, I'm able to pause it for how long?
Yeah, so let's just say, right, you landed a job and you're going to be, like, literally slammed, not taking any work at all for a month or two, right, or 3 months, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say you got a big contract. You can pause this. You call us and you just say, listen, I'm going to be slammed for 2 months. I can't take on no more work. Can you put me on pause? You just call us 3 business days before that next billing is to pause it. So this way you're not being charged. You're not losing your spot on Google. You're not being charged because we're not maintaining it.
And I'm maintaining the deal that I'm getting today.
Yeah, it'll still be the same deal. You just say, hey, I need to be on pause for 2 months, right? We have business owners sometimes go out of the country or whatever. So, yeah, and then you just call us back when you want it off of pause, and it's still going to be at the $249. That's not going to change, okay?
Is there a limitation in a sense on how long it can be paused?
No,
like, let's
we
say
have some...
I'm 6 months booked.
Yeah, we have some clients that have put it on a seasonal hold for 6 months. I mean, there's not a duration on it, okay? If you say put it on hold for 6 months, we'll put it on hold for the 6 months. We'll let you know, okay, on this date. And then you just want to make sure that you follow up with us to have it taken off of pause. Unless if you say on this date, go ahead and turn it back on, okay?
Okay.
But, yeah,
like
you can do that, okay? So just remember... Okay. You need to contact client support at least 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay?
And that's just that 1-800 number that you emailed.
You're
going to
call, yes. What you're going to do is you're going to call that 877 number, and when you hear the prompt, you're going to hit number 1, okay? And then they'll patch you over to customer service, okay? So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go to the billing. Now, if for some reason, because I know we've been talking for an hour now, if the phone cuts out, I did not hang up on you. I will call you right back.
Okay.
Because sometimes my phone will time out on me at this hour for some reason. So please don't think I hung up on you. Don't be like, that was rude. Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate the extra time.
Of course. Of course. It's my pleasure. So, I'm going to be taking down the billing information, but I do want to schedule your client interview. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? We'll block out an hour, Chris, and it takes, you don't have